From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Tensions are high in the Palestinian territories after U.S. President Donald Trump vowed to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Palestinians took to the streets to protest President Trump's change in policy on Jerusalem. They burned Israeli and American flags while shops and schools were closed in a general strike. At flashpoints in the West Bank, stone throwers clashed with Israeli troops who responded with tear gas and rubber bullets. In the Gaza Strip, protests were organized by the Islamic militant group Hamas. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh called for a third Palestinian intifada or uprising. Fearing an escalation, Israel is beefing up security forces in the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and along the Gaza border. Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital has sparked anger across the Arab and Muslim world. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Meanwhile, the State Department has issued security warnings at scores of U.S. embassies around the world. Diplomats are bracing for protests or violence. At the United Nations, American diplomats are preparing for a meeting Friday called by 8 of the 15 Security Council members, including close allies Britain, Italy, and France. Reaction around the world has been almost universally critical of the decision, which marks a break from decades of U.S. policy. For the very latest on this and all of our stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.